Pope Francis is right now celebrating Mass in St. Peter's Basilica for the Feast of the Presentation, which is also the World Day of Consecrated Life. Christopher Wells reports.
In nome del Padre, del Figlio e dello Spirito Santo.
Amen.
La pace sia con voi.
The Mass for February 2nd, the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, also commemorates the World Day for Consecrated Life. On this day, the Church celebrates and prays for those who have consecrated their lives to God by the vows of chastity, poverty, and obedience. The World Day for Consecrated Life was established in 1997 by Pope St. John Paul II. 2017 marks the 21st annual observance of the day. The liturgical feast chosen for the commemoration celebrates the presentation of the newborn Jesus in the temple by Joseph and Mary 40 days after his birth, in accordance with the law of the Old Testament. The feast is also known in English as Candlemas, on account of the blessing of candles and the procession that takes place at the beginning of the Mass. The candles blessed during the liturgy thus symbolize both Christ, who is the light of the world, and the lives of consecrated women and men who are called to reflect the light of Christ for all peoples.
Quando i genitori di Gesù portarono il bambino per adempiere le prescrizioni della legge, Simeone, mosso dallo Spirito,
in his homily during the Mass, Pope Francis spoke of the hymn of hope pronounced by Simeon and Anna when they saw the Savior appearing in the temple. The Pope said that we have inherited this hymn of hope from our elders. We would do well to take up the dreams of our elders so that we can prophesy in our day and once more encounter that which originally set our hearts on fire. But he also warned of a temptation that can make the consecrated life barren, the temptation of survival, which urges us to protect ourselves at the expense of our dreams. The temptation of survival, Pope Francis said, makes us forget grace. The Holy Father reminded consecrated men and women that they are called to put themselves with Jesus in the midst of his people. Pope Francis concluded his homily with the exhortation, "Let us accompany Jesus as he goes forth to meet his people, to be in the midst of his people." I'm Christopher Wells.